I'm David Roche for WNPR News. A former elected official in Greenwich is being prosecuted for sexual assault, and a video of the alleged incident may form part of the case against him. But the complainant in the case claims there's a portion of the video that's missing. Lynn Mason was a 24-year employee of a publicly run nursing home in Greenwich when her work life took a drastic turn. She says she was in her office when Christopher von Kaiserling, who at the time was an elected member of the representative town meeting, was interrupting her work with misogynistic jokes, so she got up to leave.
And as I passed between Chris and my desk, he reached up between my legs from behind and grabbed me between the legs. And I just spun on my heel and pointed my finger at him and said, "You're lucky I didn't deck you. If you ever touch me again, I will."
The incident happened about a month after the election of Donald Trump, who only weeks earlier had been outed in a video where he casually discussed sexually assaulting women. Earlier that day, Mason says that she and von Kaiserling had been discussing politics.
And I said, "Well, you voted, you wanted this new world. You're the politician, you clean it up." And he said, "I love this new world. I no longer have to be politically correct."
Greenwich police say surveillance video recorded at the nursing home supports Mason's version of events. However, according to two people who have seen the video, Mason and her husband, Steve Fry, a crucial portion of the footage is missing.
I don't really know why that 10 seconds is missing, and I actually don't really want to speculate. I have my theories.
Police declined to comment on the missing time, as has the state's attorney's office. The nursing home's executive director tells WNPR the staff there can't edit or alter video. He also says that the surveillance software is programmed to stop recording when there's no movement. In other words, it's motion operated. But Mason says there was movement at the time the recording stops. She says the video wouldn't have shown the actual grabbing because of the angle of the camera, but it should have captured the moment when Mason's boss, Mary Bruce, walked into the room before the incident occurred. Bruce left right before it happened, and her departure was recorded. Fry, Mason's husband, says the missing time could be used to discredit his wife's story.
If you watch it and piece together a narrative, the narrative is that Mary Bruce was in there the entire time, which contradicts what Lynn says.
Victoria DiToledo is Mason's attorney. She hasn't seen the video, but she said if it is in fact missing 10 seconds, it would be outrageous.
How that came about is a big question. If the deletion was intentional, then it's doubly outrageous. If it was a mistake, I kind of scratch my head and wonder how that could have happened.
Philip Russell is von Kaiserling's attorney. He says the video is open to interpretation.
I don't think that the tape, in addition to not showing the physical contact complained of, the tape also doesn't support that contention. I believe that the tape is subject to interpretation, and I believe that this is a complaint that has been given an extraordinary amount of attention, an extraordinary amount of town resources. And my understanding is that the complainant has received paid administrative leave from her position with the town of Greenwich. So there's a political agenda which is lurking behind everybody's involvement in this case.
Mason was on paid administrative leave for 1 month after the incident and then took an additional 3 months through the Family and Medical Leave Act, which was approved by a psychologist. She also used several of her vacation and sick days. Attorney Russell refused to say whether he noticed any inconsistencies in the video when he first saw it.
I don't think it's appropriate for me to comment except in the most general terms about this.
He also would not address the claim that footage is missing from the video or if that would pose a legal problem.
I can say generically it would be. Okay. I won't comment on this videotape.
Mason says the missing time is part of a range of experiences that has left her feeling let down by the system. In addition to filing charges against von Kaiserling, she's also filed a complaint with the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities, alleging the nursing home mishandled her case when she told them about the incident with von Kaiserling.
I just thought, how much stranger can this whole thing get? It just is exhausting.
WNPR has filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the video, but was denied access. The radio station has filed a complaint with the state's Freedom of Information Commission. Von Kaiserling has pleaded not guilty to fourth-degree sexual assault, a misdemeanor. His trial is slated to begin in November of 2019. David DeRoche, WNPR News.